Hi folks, it's Pilgrim Chris. And this audio boo is a little bit different to the ones I've been recording recently, because this is a boo that I've been inspired to record. And they're my favourite kind of boos. And the inspiration has come from not so much an unlikely source, but an unlikely circumstance. I was contacted recently by a friend of mine, and a friend of a lot of us here on Audio Boo, actually, but I'm not going to mention any names. But the person contacted me privately and talked to me and shared a few thoughts. And I just sent a private boo, DM boo, back. And I was thinking about the content of the DM boo. And as I thought about this over the past 24 hours, less really. I only listened to it yesterday, sort of dinner time-ish. It made me realise that inspiration comes from very many different places. I'm inspired by lots of people for lots of things, but when someone inspires you through a totally different way, it sort of makes me think and take note a bit of what inspiration means. We can be inspired by people doing wonderful things. People doing big adventures, people doing things in the community, people who help others. But I was inspired by this person, this boo, to me, in a different way. I was inspired by the fact that the person booed me in the first place. The person in question is having their own difficulties at the moment. And has been quiet recently. I've not heard much from them. And this person I consider a friend. We've never met. We've never spoken on the phone. But we've contacted each other in various ways over social networks. And I do consider the person a friend. The person has always inspired me by their love for life, their reaching out to other people. They're helping other people in various ways. And their interest, I think it's that the person's interest in other people that has always inspired me. Well, like I say, the person in question is going through some difficulties of their own at the moment. And the boo that came to me wasn't the kind of boo that I would normally expect. The tone was different from the person. Not in a bad way, but just in the way the person was expressing themselves. And I realised that it took some effort to speak in this way. And it was that inspired me. It's that made me realise that when people are going through some problems, some deep personal problems in some cases, those people don't always think that they can be inspiring. Indeed, it's not. They're looking for inspiration themselves in some manner. Inspiration to help them through their troubles, if you like. I've suffered, as you know, if you followed any of my boos, I've suffered through depression myself. And whilst going through that phase, or that period, it's very difficult to draw inspiration from anything, let alone think we can be inspiring. In fact, that's the last thing we think we are. And so, the person I'm talking about, if they listen to this boo, they will know who they are. Some of you here on Audio Boo may have an inkling of who I'm talking about, but please, if you do, don't mention them. Don't mention it. And I'm sure if you do have an inkling, you'll know not to mention it anyway. But it's this reaching out when you're not at your best, indeed when you're possibly at one of your lowest times, this ability to speak, communicate in some way that inspires me. We think of problems in our life, we think of everyday problems And they can stop us being joyful. My recent booze about audio boo is an example of that. Having a rant here. Call them first world problems if you like. They're not really. But that doesn't invalidate what I would talk about. That doesn't invalidate my feelings at the time. And that doesn't invalidate the content of my booze. But there are other things, of course, that are far more important in life. And we all know what those things are. But sometimes a reminder that we are a human species. We are humanity. We are a community. And the community isn't just about here on Audio Boo or on social networks. We live in a world of fellow human beings. And each person has their own worth, their own value, their own uniqueness, their own gifts. By being here, by being a human being, you are giving a gift. You're giving the gift of yourself. And when yourself isn't what you want it to be, when you can't control your own state of being, that can lead to depression, that can lead to feelings of a lack of self-worth, and a multitude of other things. And I'm glossing a little bit because this boo isn't about going into depths of negativity. It's about positivity. Even someone who can be in not a good place can still inspire other people. And so if I don't hear from this person in question for a long time, or indeed again, for whatever reason, I'll always be thinking of them. And that thought process, that thinking of them will always inspire me. It's got me thinking about other people in my life. We live a life, it's quite transient, it's a journey, and we meet people along the way, and we forget some people that we've met in the course of our life, and that's natural. But going back and thinking about certain people in our life brings back memories of other people. And I always took this mental exercise last night of thinking about what people have meant to me, what inspiration I can gain from that relationship. And I realised that there's inspiration to be had from everyone. Everyone. And it's not just about, like I said before, it's not just about them doing a particular deed, a particular action. It's just about who they are. And realising the intrinsic value of humanity. The person has worth. We don't always see that worth because we're looking at people through our own eyes, through our own mirror, if you like. We tend to judge, might be a strong word, people by ourselves. And if they don't come up to our standards, or if they don't have something that we want, that we need, then we can dismiss that in some ways. And we certainly don't necessarily feel inspired. But inspiration is something that is truly magnificent. As you'll see from the boo art, the boo art sums up, for me, inspiration. It's great to be inspired. It's amazing to inspire. And we all can inspire. And we all do inspire other people. We need to realise that sometimes, that we don't have to do something great to inspire someone. We just have to be ourselves. And if we can be ourselves, and if by being ourselves we can be open to other people being themselves, we will not only inspire, but we will be inspired too. Inspiration comes from many sources. And I'm discovering that inspiration, true inspiration, comes from some dark places in people's lives. It comes from people who are reaching out against and moving against their own personal adversity. I've often been inspired by people who walk epic journeys. I'm a hiker. So people who walk for thousands of miles and talk about it, that inspires me. And rightly so. People are doing challenges that are pushing themselves and their boundaries. And yet there's another kind of inspiration. There's another kind of boundaries to push. And sometimes the people who are pushing those boundaries don't even realise it. And the person who contacted me recently, I'm not sure they realise the inspiration they have on others, even when they are not actively inspiring others. And this person was always wanting to inspire other people and always wanting to be inspired by other people, and indeed took inspiration from everyone, from every encounter, and talked about that. So it's nice to be inspired by someone who isn't out to inspire. I wish my friend all the best. I wish my friend happiness and contentment. I hope his path leads him to that place where he can be happy with himself. And it is a he. That's as much as I will say. And if that person is listening to this, I'm sure they may recognise themselves. And like I say, if you recognise who I'm referring to, please keep it to yourselves. Like I say, you'll know why. Thank you for listening. And I hope you can be inspired too. As always, if applicable, God bless.